This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ian Lee.
Yes.
I just wanted to tell you I've got a little bit of beef with my local supermarket.
Okay. Oh.
Now, it's not big beef, it's delivery beef. Now, it's a co-op. I'm not going to say anything.
You say what you want. This isn't the radio.
It's the internet, man.
You say what you want. You can say co-op shit. Co-op sent out poison to me the other day and I nearly died.
Oh, my God. I could say that. I'm not going to say that. But it's one of these smaller ones, you know, probably the same size as, is it the same as this local or Tesco Express? You know, it's not a huge, great, big...
Okay, so it's a small co-op.
Does size matter in this instance?
Yeah.
Continue.
And they do a delivery service. It's on a smaller scale to what the bigger ones
okay,
do.
So it's a smaller shop that does smaller things, yep.
What happened?
Smaller things, minimum 15 quid order.
Okay, so it's small. What happened? Okay, to Gary Jacobs, the lawyer, would always go...
Oh, I know.
Okay,
God.
I don't want your life story. Just tell us, just ask me the question.
Okay, what it is, I ordered some Coke. Obviously, they're allowed to substitute
items. I don't want your life story. Just get to the question.
Are you practising for your new phone-in show?
Yes, I am. I'm going to be a bastard on my new phone-in show.
You mean
going
to? I have to give you a bit of detail.
No, you don't. But this isn't detail what you're saying now.
I have to explain something.
What did you order?
You're turning this into a longer-winded call when I would have.
What did you order?
Like what I ordered was many things, but I'd mainly got the order in. I'd only ordered 15 quid worth of stuff because I fancied a drink, so I ordered a couple of bottles of cola. Now, they're allowed to substitute items for similar things, and they sent me an email just before delivery.
What did they substitute?
Unfortunately, we've got no substitution for your Coca-Cola that you've ordered.
Yep.
And how many suitable substitutions are there for Coca-Cola?
None. For one, I know. There are, because one. Pepsi is not... If you like Coca-Cola, you probably don't like Pepsi.
No, but you can say at the door, I don't want that. They pre-charge your card for 10%
but
extra.
But also, you know they've got no Coke. Do you know why they've got no Coke?
Well, I don't know why they didn't have 1 litre bottles. There's many different sizes that
no,
they do.
No, because
there's, a, Pepsi,
because there's a shortage on fizzy pop everywhere.
Yeah, but they got loads. I went up there. I had to go up there later that day, and the shelves...
Well, then why didn't you go and get it in the first place, you lazy git?
Well, I didn't want to go out. That's not the point. I ordered a delivery of Coca-Cola. There are many substitutions, different sizes.
Nope.
Pepsi is their own brand.
Nope.
But they didn't bother to substitute shit. And this is a store...
But they doesn't the deliveries don't come from the store.
And you said it was a small store.
It is, and they have delivery drivers sat opposite all day waiting for orders, and they go across in their little mopeds and collect the order, bloody blah, bring it up. There's loads of substitutions for Coca-Cola.
But, and you can I just check, Stupor? You said all of this to them, right?
Yeah, well, I'm getting
you
to
said,
the
let me just, it's a yes or no answer. Did you say all of this to the store?
Yeah, yes, I did, to the head office. But here's the thing.
What did the store say?
Let me say it to the
You said it to the head office. Did you say it to the store that organised your delivery?
Well, I spoke to the head office.
I'm not asking about the head office. Did you? So you didn't... Hang on. So you didn't tell the store. So you told the head office, and you're telling us. Tell the one set of people that could have told you what had happened.
No, she said she was going to ring the head office. The head office were going to ring the store.
But why didn't you speak to the store? The one group of people that could have told you the answer.
They would have just fobbed off and said they had nothing.
You don't know that.
There is suitable substitutes for Coca-Cola.
But you don't know what was... You went in the store. How long after your delivery did you go in the store?
Oh, only a couple of hours.
Right, okay. Now, the thing is, those trucks are out. The thing is, those trucks are out for a couple of hours. So let's say the truck was... It was 4 hours after the truck left the store. Could they have had a delivery in those 4 hours? Yes.
They are not going to have been out of all cola fizzy pops.
But you don't know that. There are pop shortages everywhere. You know you can't get water at McDonald's. You know that there are loads of fizzy pops that you can't get.
Stupor, how did this impact in your life? Did you, lose your job? Did you, did it mean you couldn't feed your children?
This is a very different Ian Lees and Karen to the one I spoke to last time.
Karen?
This is how flustered Ian's got me, see?
Who's Karen?
No, this is my main point. Two weeks ago.
Who is Karen?
I corrected myself and said.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a store... This is a store, but 2 weeks ago, this was my main point, if you hadn't interrupted me.
We had to interrupt you because we've only got till 10 o'clock.
What is going on? People watching this? Is this me?
If you hadn't interrupted me, this would have taken less than 5 minutes.
We have to interrupt you because we have to commandeer the programme and shape it into something worth listening to, because otherwise we'll still be talking about the size of your freaking co-op.
This is a thing that I could have got out 10 minutes ago.
Because you keep repeating the same thing. You've now repeated 4 times. I could have finished this if we'd have shut up. You could have finished it if you stopped repeating it if you answered our questions.
You shut up. This is a store that 2 weeks ago, when I ordered some bananas, they sent me the email just before the delivery. We have nothing to suit. In fact, I didn't see the email.
There is no substitute for a banana. There is no substitute for a banana. What would you... Calm down. Why are you getting so excited? Calm down. What would you substitute? You're not. What would you substitute for... So you can't get bananas, so what should they have sent instead?
I'm going to tell you what they did send instead.
No. I'm not asking that. I'm asking if they couldn't have sent bananas, what would you think is the next closest thing?
I would have pre-packed bananas. They could have if they had them... picked 6 loose bananas and backed them up. That would have been...
They didn't have any bananas. So, what would you say? 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 What would you say is the next closest thing to a banana?
Well, not what they sent me. Do you want to know what they thought was a suitable substitute?
No, I want to know what you would have thought was the next closest thing to a banana.
Well, genuinely, probably another type of fruit. But
so apples are not like bananas. Bananas.
But you can reject it at the door. But another cola drink, the point I was originally making.
You can't substitute a cola for a banana.
Can I also raise a point, right? All this idea of them bringing stuff and rejecting it at the door. You know there's a fuel shortage as well. So best to know that you're not getting it, right? Surely.
Yeah, the point I'm making is that they found no suitable substitute for Coca-Cola, but 2 weeks before they substituted my bag of bananas for a bag of effing onions. That was the point I was trying to make.
Do you know what? Do you know what? Stewpot, you are totally right. I think that you have been very hard done by, and in fact, I'm about to ring the Pride of Britain because definitely your name should be on the list this year.
But why? Okay, well, don't order from them.
Yeah, I was just ringing up to tell the tale. I wasn't expecting it to be such a heated exchange over.
I know. This is where we're at, Broken Britain. But don't order from them.
No, I just thought it was amusing that there were so many alternatives, so many other cola drinks apart from Coca-Cola.
But you don't know that they were in the shop at the time. You don't know that.
They're not going to be out of Pepsi-Cola 1.25.
No, but shops have... This is the thing, listening, Stewpot. My Tesco had no fizzy pop in 2 weeks ago. The week before that, it had about three different types of crisps, when normally there's about 30. This is where we're at the moment. Two weeks ago, no fizzy pop.
Yeah, I
suspect we're all going to have to get used to having a bit less choice, just because, you know, the world is a little bit shitter than it was a couple of years ago.
Brexit.
I'd have settled for anything. I'd have settled for any soft drink, quite frankly.
How about spunk in a bottle? Would you have settled for that? That's what I would have substituted it with.
Tango or Yilk would have done, but an onion in exchange for a banana is absolutely ridiculous, isn't it?
You can't have onions in custard.
Well, you probably can. No.
My boys, get this, Stu. My boys are disgusted by the idea, Stu, of a cheese and onion sandwich. To them, it sounds... Why would you do that? I'm going, boys, it's a mate. What? So you put cheese and onion in a... So, yeah, cheese and onion. They are disgusted by it.
But you know what? I can't stand the thought of the cheese. I've never had a cheese and pickle sandwich. I know a lot of people love it. I can't stand the thought of that.
You don't want too much pickle. You've got to get the balance right. Too much pickle, it's gone. You've got a soggy...
It's a pickle and cheese sandwich, if you will, isn't it?
You want to get a little bit. But I'm loving right now cheese and mayo sandwich. White bread, cheese, thick cheese and mayo, strong cheddar.
I'll tell you something else not to be sniffed at. Cheese and salad cream.
Oh, yeah, I like a bit of salad cream.
It's got that tanginess to it.
Like her.
Go for that.
But James says, a delicious onion split.
If you enjoyed this short podcast and would like to hear more, head to patreon.com/IanandKatherine.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
for longer podcasts, full shows, and loads of other perks.